Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to... It's Monday. Okay, I know it sucks. But hey, we got the new show for you. It is the 17th of November, 2014. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Apple Pay stats. Yeah, Apple Pay's kind of... Okay, it's all right. Apple's saying it's modest, but it's a promising start, like they'd say anything else. Retailers such as Whole Foods are telling the New York Times it's ranked up 150,000 transactions in just 3 weeks after Apple Pay became available. Funny enough, other stores that are accepting Apple Pay aren't as forthcoming with their stats, only going on to say there has been some uptick. Walgreens says its mobile payments have doubled, while McDonald's says that Apple Pay now makes up half of its tap-to-pay purchases. It also is a little bit funny to point out that Google and SoftCard say their sales have increased also since the launch of Apple Pay. So hey, Apple, look on the bright side. Mobile payments is getting more popular, just not going your way yet. The U.S. State Department email system was shut down after, guess what? A hack attack. Reports from the Associated Press revealed that, yes, indeed, the State Department has closed down its email system following a security attack. Funny enough, this news just comes after details of a hack attack on the White House back in October that were just made public. So it seems the State Department's unclassified email system was attacked at the same time. Don't worry, though, technicians are on the case. A spokesperson from the State Department said employees' ability to access email and public websites has been interrupted. But he also went on to say it was hoped that the systems would be back up and running soon. Oh yes, government PR doing what it does best. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. What's some of the best things about going to work? Yeah, looking at Facebook. Yeah, why not? What? Screw the job. Let's look at Facebook. Well, Facebook, knowing that, wants to handle your workplace chats. Now, yes, your office may be trying all that it can to keep you off Facebook during work hours, but that might be changing here in the very near future. According to the Financial Times, it understands that the giant is developing Facebook at work. It reportedly will look at the regular page, but will focus on chatting with coworkers, connecting with business partners, and collaborating on documents. Of course, Facebook isn't commenting on this rumor right now, but it has been reported employees have been using this work-focused site for a little while now. And there's also a handful of companies out there also giving it a beta test. So hey, it's not the Facebook we all know and love. This is kind of a cross between Facebook, LinkedIn, and Google Drive. But hey, it's a start. Some sad news happened over the weekend. A moment of silence, please, for Glenn A. Larson. Yes, he's one of our fathers of sci-fi television. He passed away at the age of 77 over the weekend. You might know him from such successful shows such as $6 Million Man, Magnum P.I., Battlestar Galactica, oh yeah, and Knight Rider, personally one of my favorites growing up. Definitely one of the founding fathers of sci-fi television. Rest in peace, Glenn. You will be sorely missed. All right, with all these smart connected stuff that's out on the market, smart watches, and we talked about earrings last week and all this stuff, how about something that just gives you no frills whatsoever? There's no gimmicks, there's no display, there's no lights, nothing. Well, a company called Simple Matters is getting ready to release its first product, and it's called the Ditto. Ditto, hey. And it's just that. It's got no LCD display, it's got no little flashing lights, it's got nothing. What does it have? Well, it connects via Bluetooth to your phone, and it has a powerful vibrating motor inside. It's $29, and it serves as a remote vibrating notification device for your phone. Now, call me crazy here, but I think I'll save $30 and just use that little thing on my phone called vibrate mode. Yeah, that'll probably work. And finally, I really hate to tell you all this, but I feel you must know. The world is running out of chocolate. I know, I'm sorry, it's Monday and like you need to hear about this, but the fact is we're eating too much of the stuff. And the trend has been upwards and upwards since 2012. The biggest problem? The diminishing supply of cocoa. This is because the major producer of it, that is in West Africa, has been suffering very dry weather, meaning diminished crops. According to reports, we're eating around 70,000 metric tons of chocolate that we produce every year. And you're thinking, well, can't they just beef up production? Can't they just do something? Well, it's not just down to production. China's also eating a lot more chocolate, and dark chocolate is becoming even more popular since dark chocolate uses more cocoa. There may be some hope, though. agricultural researchers are developing a new type of cocoa tree that yields 7 times the number of beans. But it's still in deep research, so don't expect this magic bean anytime soon. All right, I'm just going to blame China for this. You make everything else in the world. Start making some chocolate, too. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Well, that's going to wrap up your Monday edition of the news show. Don't worry, though. We're going to be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the next 24 hours of all the best tech news. But until then, try your best to enjoy Monday. Don't think about the chocolate story. It's just going to make you more depressed. And thank you very much for listening.